Always look to improve. Never be satisfied. Make it a habit to live in discomfort so that you can take things to the next level, because there's always a next level.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Welcome to the Contractor Fight podcast. Guys, today I just want to give you a little bit of fire in regards to making sure that you don't end up a poor motherfucker, all right? There's no other way to say it. Today's episode is how to never be poor. Okay, there are a few guarantees in your life. There are very few guarantees, but I can guarantee you one thing right now, that if you learn what I'm about to tell you here today, in the next few minutes, you will never be poor. You will never put your family in a situation where you're not doing your damn job as the provider, and it simply comes down to this. You ready for this? The one thing that I can guarantee you of how to never be poor is to become a sales expert. If you truly learn how to fucking sell, you can sell anything and you will always have money. Look across the business landscape and I promise you, regardless of the industry, people who are kick-ass salespeople will always, always have an opportunity to make money. I don't care if you are selling home improvement services. I don't care if you're selling custom garage floors or garage doors or whatever the hell it is, or paint jobs, this and that. I don't care if you're selling websites. I don't care if you're selling cars, if you're selling houses, if you're fucking selling furniture, you're selling appliances. When you learn to be a sales expert, you will always have money. Money is oxygen. It makes businesses live. You can't have a business if you don't fucking have money coming into it. All right? When you learn how to sell, you will always be employable. Your business can take a shit right now. But if you learn how to truly sell, you could go to, like I said, any other industry. In fact, listen, at some point, the economy is going to take a dump too. The economy is going to go in the tank. All right, some recession's going to hit or whatever, and maybe you close up shop, or maybe your business is doing a third of the revenue that it's doing now or whatever. You're still able to go out and be employable, and if you got to fill that gap of time and you're going to sell fucking cars or something else like that, okay, people are always going to need sales. Companies always need sales. So listen, that's the mindset of what I'm talking about here today. I'm going to give you three simple things to help you become a great salesperson, a kick-ass salesperson right now, and it's called my ACE method, A-C-E. All right, number one is admit. You have to admit that you need to grow as a salesperson. I don't care if you've had all the sales training in the world. I don't care if you've had none of it. Doesn't matter where you're at, until you own the fact that sales is a skill that needs to be developed, it needs to be nurtured, it needs to be strengthened over time. Till you admit that, you're going to struggle gathering the tools and the skills that you need to be a kick-ass salesperson. Most salespeople fucking suck. Something like 70% of them, if not more, don't hit their goals. So if you want to be one of the uncommon ones, you got to look in the mirror and go, I need help. In fact, there was a guy, shit, I'm trying to think of the example now because it just came to me, all right? It was last week we were talking to somebody and he's basically like, I don't need help with this. I don't need to learn how to be a better salesperson. I'm already a good salesperson. I'm like, well, dude, then you're fucked and you're not a fit for me and the fight and our programs here. Okay. Because regardless of your income level, okay, if you don't admit that you always have room to grow, nobody can help you and you're going to be stuck where you're at. Okay, if you look at the top performers in anything, one of the things that gets them on top and keeps them on top is the fact that they know that they need continuous coaching, that there's always something they could get better in. All right, so that's number one. You have to admit that you need to grow. You got to get there in your heart, get there in your mind, all right, which leads to the second thing. Number two is the C in ACE. You got to commit. You need to commit. And commitment looks like this. It's what you spend your money on. It's how you spend your time, and it's how you govern your actions. And those three things will always tell you if you're committed or not. Top salespeople, top performers in anything, they spend their own fucking money, not even the company's money. If you're a salesperson listening to this, all right, and you're waiting for your employer to stroke a $10,000 check or something for you to get some sales training, then you're not committed. Because if you're truly committed as a salesperson, you're going to write that check out of your own damn pocket because you're developing yourself. A percentage of your income, your own personal income, should go into you developing as a salesperson so that you could be better. Because like I said before, that business could go out. They can go under. And now you're standing there, and because you didn't take action out of your own money, out of your own bank account, and weren't committed, now you're just going to take what you get. And that's no way to live. All right, you got to be committed with your time. Top salespeople spend time every damn week. And in fact, every damn day, they spend time getting better at the skills of sales. That's digging into the motive. It's talking about money. It's dealing with objections and all those other things that we deal with. And prospecting and on and on and on and on. Okay, your daily time should have some of it dedicated to getting better every day as a salesperson. And that leads to the third thing under commit, which is your actions. What are your actions? Do your actions support the shit coming out of your mouth when you say that you're committed to being a salesperson? And if not, you need to check that shit at the door right now and move forward with your money, your time, and your actions so that you are truly committed to being a great salesperson. Sales is such a, guys, it's such an amazing profession. It's not slimy. Okay, doesn't mean you're a dickhead and all that other stuff. Certainly there are salespeople out there that fit that criteria, but a true salesperson is going to help people solve problems, and the bigger problems that you could solve for people, the more fucking money you can put in your pocket, which feeds your family and takes care of your future, which you deserve if you're putting in the work. If you're looking in the mirror, admitting that you got to grow, you're totally committed, all right, then you deserve to get paid. The other cool thing about sales is no other profession are you able to multiply your income as fast as in sales. All right. Third thing I want to talk about here today before we wrap up this quick solo cast for you guys. Okay. Number one, admit. Number two, commit. Number three, excel. Excel. Touched on this a little bit earlier. Always look to improve. Never be satisfied. Make it a habit to live in discomfort. Always be living on that edge of discomfort so that you can take things to the next level. Because, guys, there's always a next level. I don't care what you're doing. If you're an athlete, a musician, a salesperson, they're an artist, a craftsman, there's always a next level that you can take your game to. But here's the funny thing. You don't know how many damn levels are ahead of you until you're reaching the next one and the next one and the next one. Every time you reach a new level, because you have that self-awareness that you admit that you need to grow, your eyes are going to open to all the other areas of being a salesperson that you need to work on and continually improve. So listen, if you don't ever want to be poor, if you don't ever want to have shit in your bank account, okay, shitty bank account balance, then learn how to sell. If you're a foreman that's listening to this, fucking learn how to sell, because now you're more keepable. Well, I don't know what the word I'm looking for there, right? Okay, you I'm cracking up because I'm all fired up about this. All right, you're harder to get rid of if you're adding revenue to the company, okay? Or maybe the company you work for goes out of business, like I said, or they have a massive downturn, they lay you off, whatever it is, at least now you have another skill. Guys, when you learn how to sell, I don't care if you're fucking flipping burgers or running a cash register at a hot dog joint, you're selling websites, whatever. When you learn how to sell, you will always have more opportunities in your life. Admit, commit, and excel so that you can become the sales expert that I know that you want to be. So listen, here's a tool for you right now. Now, I'd be an idiot not to tell you about our own sales training program. All right, I get it. There's a million programs out there. You find one that works for you. I know I'm not a good fit for everybody. Our program's not a good fit for everybody. But if you're a home improvement contractor, then you need to go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, click the button, and join our Bridge program. All right, we're going to dig into the nitty-gritty of helping you understand people's motives, talking about money, making sure that you're not wasting time with the wrong prospects, and that whenever you present your price and your solution for somebody, and then they go, holy shit, and then they go into witness protection program, how to deal with other decision makers. And actually, we also teach you how to get paid for your time through a paid consultation, okay, before you run out there. If you want to join hundreds of other contractors that have learned how to do this, meaning every time they go out to somebody's house, they're either collecting a consultation fee or they're collecting a deposit check, go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Guys, I promise you, you do this, you commit to being a sales expert, you will never be poor, and you will bring in an income that you're proud of, all right, and that your family is proud of, and you're going to be the provider that I know that you want to be, that we all want to be. We'll see you guys next time. Appreciate you hanging out today in the fight. You guys rock. Hasta la pasta.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.